It sounds statesmanship to add two battleships every time our neighbor adds one. That sounds statesmanship. And two stories to our skyscrapers every time he piles a new one next to us. Information is a product that's being sold to all of us all the time. It's a product. We've discussed it before that there's certain elements of all information that adds up to give you a product, and we're the consumers of that product. Information in general is a product of relevance, a product of how it affects us. It's a product of how it's presented, or it may be a product of not being presented at all. Today, Captain Chris is with me too, and we're going to discuss some ways that information is being manipulated and being tortured, probably would be a better word, because information is being, it's being spun to develop a behavior, which is, I think, part of the confusion that people have with this electoral process right now. I started talking to Chris earlier about the fall of the Soviet Union and what were the contributing elements of the fall of the Soviet Union, and that's a different conversation. We started working on that. I think that Chris had a real valid concept of how the Soviet Union was actually brought down, and I think it's a little insightful to look at some of these failed countries to understand where we are in our country. So, Chris, you know, you started earlier about the fall of the Soviet Union and what was the real reason of the fall of the Soviet Union.
Well, we were talking about control, and really, if you look at a certain level, information that you can be the product of an event. In other words, a plane crashes in the Canary Islands. That's an event.
Well, Chris, let me interrupt you a second. I think we're still breaking up. We're having a problem with our transmission right now. Let me see if I can clear this up for a second. Sam, are we still breaking up? All right, would you like me to make a call? How are we doing there, Sam? You got me clear yet? Well, I'll make a call then. This is what happened. Seems like information is being manipulated somehow. Maybe this is a really great topic for today because information can be controlled, and we're going to start talking again about the fall of not the United States, because we're maybe imminent right now for that. But
we can see back in history how other countries have suffered the same dilemma that we're going through, and I think Russia might be one. But Chris, elaborate more of this.
Well, information, particularly information that's fed through what purport to be news services, you know, might be able to be broken down into two different categories. One of them would be, you know, events. And as I was saying before, if a plane crashes in the Canary Islands, that's an event. What it means is the plane either did or didn't crash. And if the plane crashed and the government won't tell you that it crashed or tells you it didn't crash, that's not news. That's not information. What it is propaganda. On the other hand, if the information agency, your television station, your radio, the internet, characterizes the information, well, that's different. In other words, if they say that Hillary Clinton was energetic today, or Hillary Clinton looked really tired today as she, that's not news, and it's not an event. What it is it's a person's alleged opinion about an event. And that creeps into your news.
Well, it creates a dialogue problem too. So now they've introduced something they really want to talk about,
and that is state propaganda at its beginning. Meaning, state propaganda starts off characterizing an event and winds up being the news. And that news can omit or add false facts. So you have a continuum of, when I say state, that could be either the old Soviet Union, it could be what I would call the democratic mainstream media monopoly on information. And what happens is it starts off as a spin, just a spin, and winds up like CNN cutting out the very picture of Hillary face planting into a Secret Service van. So all of a sudden, the event that you're watching on TV isn't the event that happened. Now, that's propaganda. But there's a problem with all of this stuff, propaganda. Because at a certain level, when the state starts to interfere with the free flow of information, it places itself outside events. What it does is it runs a dialogue at its population that isn't consistent with what's happening. And we can go back, and this is why I say is a free society, the free flow of information will always, in my opinion, may take 100 years, but will always doom a tyrant. And the reason is because ultimately the tyrant's dialogue is completely at odds with the event. For example, if you went back to the fall of the Third Reich, at the end of all this stuff, they're telling the people, the Japanese are telling the people at the end of World War II, we're winning. Well, no, they weren't. No, they weren't. Remember Baghdad, Bob? You know, you're saying, yeah, we're doing great. Wait a minute. What's that sound I hear in the background? That's like American warhogs are just shooting up the remnants of the, you know, the Republican Guard.
Well, see, the same thing's happening to us right now.
I completely agree.
We have wars all over the world, and they're pretending that these things don't exist.
Well, if you notice, though, what I'm trying to get to here is that the coalition, you know, the info coalition between the Democratic Party and the mainstream media. There is a dialogue that's being fed to you, and this isn't about events. It's about characterization of perception. It's not saying Joe Dokes walked across the street. What they're saying is that and they won't even say we feel, but they will characterize circumstances and opinions. It'll be someone's commenting on someone's opinion about what someone thinks, and that's paraded before you as news to give you an impression of what's going on, but it's not an event.
So they're creating a paradigm that doesn't exist,
and to get you to vote and to support the people who are engineering this nonsense that comes to you as news. Completely.
Well, but what my point is that when they throw out this dialogue, everybody follows it. It's like throwing out a piece of a piece of meat and there's a pack of dogs, everybody jumps on it.
Popcorn for the pigeons.
Right, popcorn for the pigeons. But what happens is that even the alternative media begins reflecting or ricocheting these ideas that they throw out.
That's absolutely right. And the point is, we owe it to ourselves, because at least at this point, we do have the ability to collect facts. And I don't want to sound like a monk or like a religious person, but I would say that you ought to dedicate at least an hour of your day, if you can find it, to trying to research facts, not spin, not opinion, not propaganda. What you want to do is you want to find the fact. You know, and what's intriguing is I look to WikiLeaks, you know, and what I get is confirmation. We talked about this, Fred. You know, I always thought, you know, about the Democrats and what they were up to, was that it was a corrupt environment. Now, I'm not here to tell you that the Republicans aren't corrupt. You know, all I can tell you is it was more apparent to me on a certain level that the Democrats were doing what the WikiLeaks reflected. But it's sort of like I'm looking for facts, and I can see the birds fly up from the thicket. I'm looking for facts, and I can see the bushes rustling. And I'm looking for facts, and all of a sudden I hear growling. But I look for facts when I see a little paw print. But what WikiLeaks gave me, the picture of the bear. And when the picture of the bear is made public, of course, listen to what the Democrats say. They say it's the Russians. In other words, what they try to do is they try to discredit the source of the information. Understand how this plays into what we're just talking about. In other words, what they don't say is, and none of them have said this, that is untrue. That is not what happened. Even if you listen to Janet Brazil's being, you know, grilled by Megyn Kelly, even if you listen to John Podesta's responses, nobody says that didn't happen. What they say are things like, well, why are you even listening to that? That's stolen. In other words, just pay no attention to the little guy behind the curtain.
Yeah, right. There's no smoke over there. Don't worry about that.
So what they're doing is they're challenging your ability to acquire information from a source they don't control. And the point in all of that is that totalitarian states maintain their position by being able to control the information. What happens is, I'm going to tell you a personal story. I met a gal, I have a sailboat, I was down in Puerto Rico, and I met a gal named Luba. Luba's parents lived in Moscow. Her mother and her father were both professors at Moscow University. If you know anything about the distribution of population and education in the Soviet Union, Moscow University was the combination of Harvard, Yale, Caltech, MIT, all in one place. It was the place, if you want. And these people were professors. During one of the purges, there was a knock at the door. Luba never saw her father after that. She never knew what the problem was. They never told her. And the mother went from being a professor at the Moscow University to being a kind of like a middle school math teacher in a place called Novosibirsk, which is in the middle of Siberia. You know, on a balmy day in the winter, it's like 40 below zero. She told me how they would get their milk, you know, with frozen sheets. But I don't even talk about that. But what had happened was, Luba's family at the time of the Russian Revolution, part of the family, they were actually in the far east Russia. They were in Vladivostok, and half of her family went to Australia, and half of her family went back to Moscow. And so she had family in Australia, and when her grandmother was dying, she petitioned the Russians to elect the Soviets to allow one family member to come see her before she died. And they picked Luba because, unlike her brother and sister, she was not a professional academic, and she was the least valuable. Well, she got to Australia and defected. I'm going through this very quickly, but here's the point. After she defected, the Soviets sent her sister to try to coax her back to the Soviet Union. And the first thing that Luba and her husband did at the time was take the sister shopping to get her some clothes. And they took her to the equivalent of a Walmart. And this is what Luba told me. And I don't know if it's true, but I see no reason for her not to be telling me the truth. The sister took one look at the Walmart and said, I want to go back home. And Luba said, well, why? And she said, the sister said, you don't expect me to believe this, do you? And Luba said, what do you mean? And the sister said, I know that this whole store has just been set up just to fool me into thinking that you really live like this. And she demanded to be and was sent back to the Soviet Union. The point being, the sister had been raised so long with this information from the state about what was going on in the West. When she was presented with the truth, with the facts, she couldn't, her brain couldn't even get around the event. She couldn't even understand what her eyes were seeing. She had to interpret reality consistent with the nonsense she was being told by state information management to believe that there couldn't really be like a Walmart or a store, you know, that had the services and goods and, you know, the bounty that we had in the West.
Well, it's like today. I mean, foreign governments are dumping poison foods on our society because our government has raised our levels of toxicity to the point where all countries are more protected from poisons than the United States. I mean, our toxicity level is higher than any other country in the world. I mean, Japan can't eat the food that they raise because of toxicity and radiation, but because of our higher level of acceptance in the United States, they ship it here to us. And you speak to anybody in the country about this, they're not going to even, well, this doesn't make any difference, does it? Or what can we do? The truth is, we all need Geiger counters now.
What I'm trying to communicate is this. At a certain level, information management has an effect on a population that they wouldn't see reality if it reached up and punched them in the nose. They've been raised so long and so thoroughly on disinformation that when they see the truth, they can't even wrap their brains around it. And if you were to ask Luba's sister, you know, what was up? She'd explain to you this couldn't possibly be happening, and she knew because she had been listening to it all her life that this was all malarkey. You know, so what she gets is a position that is inconsistent with reality, and she won't even give it up, even though her senses and her brain and reality tells her different. And she didn't notice that. She didn't notice this was happening to her, and the point is we owe it to ourselves not to look for spin. Don't listen to spin. Don't listen to Fred talking about what he thinks, that somebody's perception about what somebody else thought. That's mainstream news.
It's just ricochet. I call it ricochet information.
And it's misdirection. Right. And what you want is the ultimate fact. Find out about the plane crash. Don't find out about what Tony thought about what Fred said, that Joey's interpretation of like what he thought, you know, the coverage was all about, or why people covered or didn't cover the plane crash. So the first thing is that I would suggest is that it is in the interest of despots and people who are treating you improperly to give you false information. They give you false information, so what they can do is you look in one direction and they steal from you.
Right. Well, let's continue with this after the break. This is Captain Fred, Radio, the Republic Broadcasting Network. October 29th, 2016. We'll be back.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm Finca Baiano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Mark Twain once said, never tell the truth to people who are not worthy of it. Do you think maybe that's what's happening right now? People just aren't worthy of the truth?
Well, in a democratic republic, you get what you deserve, you know, so you tell me. But the difference is when we talk about state-managed information, the Soviet Union wasn't formed for money. It was formed for political power out of the barrel of a gun. Its state-managed information was extortionate. In other words, if they caught you with a printing press, or they caught you with a Bible, or they caught you telling people the truth, they'd just take you out and shoot you. The state-sponsored media in this country is all about money and access. The reasons that this mainstream media touts the Democratic line is because they are granted access. And if you're a reporter in Washington, like making $600 million a year, your bread and butter is, can you get next to people for a story? And they dole those stories out to the reporters that they like doggy biscuits, and to train their press. And if you take a look at the WikiLeaks, you can see that happening. They control the media just as effectively as the Soviets did, but in a different way. They don't use a gun, they use money.
They use money, yeah. It's obey or starve.
That's it. You know, because if you don't tout the company line, you're off the freaking press pipe. Did you see that?
Get a job.
Did you see that YouTube of Andrea Mitchell taking the cues from the Clinton handler? Well, she's holding a cell phone, and he's pointing to the cell phone, and she's asking questions of Hillary Clinton. Now, I don't know for a fact that he was texting her the questions to ask, but I would think, what an interesting set of timing and events that she asked the question right after he pointing to the types in a text message and points to the cell phone, and she looks at it and then asks Hillary the question. Tell me that isn't state-managed media.
Well, I think that the media is almost being...
I can't hear you at all, friend.
I said I think the media is being controlled like a drum.
Well, it is, you know, but the distinction is this. In the Soviet Union, the media was driven by the political arm of the state that had a gun. Here, it's driven by the political arm of the state and with a dollar bill.
Right, but they use legislation, but they executive orders to commit this robbery.
Well, ultimately, the government does that. But what I'm trying to tell you is the political machinery of the Democratic Party, as it's operated things like the Clinton Foundation, has the money available to pay these people off. And what I mean to say that, they don't go up to them and, you know, and say, if you tell this story, I'll give you $5. What they do is they invite that person for a vacation to cover a story down in, you know, Aruba. They give them access to a, you know, to a scoop so that the person can go back to their Wall Street Journal. And I don't even talk about the fact that the Clinton associates, such as Frank Luistra or people such as Carlos Sims, who is the source of Obama phones. Oh, by the way, if I understand this correctly, if my facts are correct, he's the guy who they bought the Obama phones from, and he's the largest shareholder in the New York Times. Now, wait a minute. Carlos Sims, you know, do we know this? So why in the world would we ever get a story that's negative about Obama? And the other thing is there was one account I read that while the WikiLeaks were going on, the New York Times didn't carry a single story, but they had everything about Trump fondling some gal on an airplane in 1980. You know, which of those two things is new?
Well, the problem is that I don't think if we respond to this kind of tripe, then we're not worthy of truth.
Because what we are doing is we are watching the red herring. We're smelling the red herring. We are following the rabbit trail. We are looking over there and they say, look, there's Elvis. And if we look over there, well, they steal from us. They steal our money, but more importantly, they steal our freedom. They steal our rights. Well, we're watching this nonsense that they put out as news. It's not about an event. It's about a belief, about a construction, about an opinion, about somebody's views.
Right. But they're creating a hysteria right now that is building to a tremendous climax on November 7th. And it doesn't matter the way they've perpetrated this media scam. It doesn't matter who gets elected. Everybody will be relieved when it's over.
I tend to agree that there's a certain sameness of the candidates in terms of political structure, but I will say this. Donald Trump is less entrenched. I know exactly who's going to wind up where with Hillary. Hillary's done this before. She will take her entire campaign operation, and that will become her Oval Office staff.
Well, Chris, let's continue this on the second half of this. This is Captain Fribb with Public Broadcasting.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
In the Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, Huck Finn made a statement that I think is something like we're talking about today. He said, just because you're taught that something's right and everyone believes it's right, it don't make it right. So, Chris, how do we become worthy of truth? How do we become worthy?
Well, you know, Count Fred, that's, to my mind, the most profound thing that's been said today, and that is we need to be worthy of the truth. We are not given in a free society anything. Everything comes with a cost. And if you want to be worthy of the truth, then you have to take that on as an obligation to seek that out. You can't sit back and let Andrea Mitchell tell you what's going on because she doesn't report events. What she does is she reports interpretations of other people's interpretations of other people's thoughts about an event, if it happened at all.
It's entertainment.
And the other thing is that certain of these sources, if you watch CNN, they crop, and here's what I want to say, this is propaganda, they crop the portion of the video that was taken on a cell phone, not by mainstream media, but just somebody happened to watch Hillary Clinton face-plant into a Secret Service van at the 9/11 ceremony in New York. CNN didn't record that. And when they got a hold of that film, what they did is they clipped the portion, if you go back and watch it, where she fell face down into the van, had to be dragged like a sack of potatoes into a Secret Service van. What this means is that the media is... What the media is doing is engaging in propaganda, which I define as either reporting something that didn't happen, reporting an event that isn't accurate, that's not the event, or eliminating real events and characterizing what remains as the truth. We have an obligation to get underneath that reporting system, to get at what is the real event. What is the event, not what is the interpretation? That's why what's so bizarre is when you see these WikiLeaks and you see what the Democrats are doing behind them, and you see how that they've enlisted the media to go lockstep with them, you understand that this is state-run media.
It is state-run, yeah.
But it isn't done with a gun. And though people say, yeah, maybe it is, ultimately. But it's done with a dollar. But it doesn't matter. If we don't invest our own time to find the real event, the real truth, we are not worthy of it.
Right.
We have to make ourselves worthy of it. And the first thing that we need to do is to be able to step back and say, what am I hearing? Is this a fact? Is this an event? Or is this somebody saying what they think about somebody thought about something, which is 98% of what you get out of the mainstream media? I defy you to go to news stories today and find a news story that isn't charged like this. Here's the same event. Hillary Clinton's weather-beaten, haggard old body struggled to the steps at a speech in Concord, New Hampshire today to give the same tired old speech about what she planned to do if she's elected. Same event. Today in Concord, New Hampshire, an energized Hillary Clinton spoke to a wildly raving crowd about the new and innovative ideas that she's going to institute in her first 100 days when she gets elected, which is almost a certainty, her being, according to most pundits, up 50 percentage points.
Right.
Now, those are the two same events, but they are spun differently. The difference in the tone and what you're hearing has nothing to do with the event. It has to do with the construct. And that construct is bought and paid for. You give the haggard old Hillary Clinton version, and you never get anything from the Democratic government again. You never get a news scoop. You never get invited on the airplane. You don't go to the White House dinner, the press dinner. You don't get something to take back to your editor. You don't get the smiling picture of you, with the press secretary for the State Department. You don't get any of that stuff. What you get is you get to sit out on the curb wondering about how come you haven't had any information given to you by taxpayer-funded government in the last year. You're staring at the cardboard box full of your personal effects in front of the Washington Post office after you've been fired, for not producing. That's how information is state managed in this country. Anyway, so that's what we talk about. Because that's who you're getting. That's what you're getting. You owe it to yourself and the Democratic Republic to find the facts. And I encourage everybody to spend an hour a day doing it.
Well, they're flooding media with so much distraction, and it's entertaining. A lot of the distractions entertain. It seems to keep everybody arguing about Hillary or Billary or Bush or Trump or all these things. But it seems to me that the whole thing is self-generating. I mean, even with Trump, I mean, it seems to have its own momentum. I mean, when you can, I don't watch television, but I can tell you, when something is announced on television, because everybody is discussing it, I don't have to watch television because the public conscience has been consumed by this media machine.
In the old days, I'd say 40 years ago, media was so controlled. What you had, basically, were in terms of television, you had the ABC, NBC, CBS, and PBS, and unless you had, that was it. Before cable, and here's what you got. You got vanilla, and then you got kind of vanilla, and then you got almost kind of vanilla, and then you got PBS, which was just like the Democratic Party line. And so what happens in all of this stuff is, of course, those concentrated media forms drive the national narrative, because most people, and if you go step back and you look, you say, where do most people get their news and information? And as long as there is a bottleneck in terms of what the information source is, which it's like listening to the North Koreans, what you're going to get is martial music, pictures of people walking through the square waving red flags and tanks and missile carriers on parade while a bunch of people are standing, in a public place,
they
the military suits applauding.
They depend on the bottleneck. they depend on the bottleneck.
They want the bottleneck. They need the bottleneck.
Right, and they create the bottleneck by all the diversion.
That's exactly what sells. You know, let's talk about something. What's easier to comprehend? If you're not going to take the time to talk about events, what's an easier thing for your brain to manage? The fact that entitlement spending in the federal government is ultimately going to overrun the capacity of the budgetary process to support it, as your Social Security and Medicare that you've already paid for disappears? Or is it easier to get your brain around the fact that Donald Trump called some beauty contestant Miss Piggy? I'm going, if I've had a couple of years, I'm going with the Miss Piggy.
That's for the people who are not worthy of the truth.
That's exactly right, because then what they get is Miss Piggy. And let me tell you something, it's the same level. And I feel sorry for the beauty contestant if she was called Miss Piggy and she got her feelings hurt. I'm sorry. You know, I'm sorry for her. That's horrible. How about Bill Clinton has a child who's a half African American? You know what? And he doesn't pony up and honor his family. I feel sorry for the
right,
kid.
I have more.
You know what I mean? You know, but that's an emotion that I have about an individual's personal circumstances. On the other hand, I am flipping outraged at the lack of control that our society has over the spending process to put the condition of tens, hundreds of millions of us ultimately in our condition in jeopardy because we're not controlling the actions of our government because we're too busy figuring out whether Bill Clinton's a bigger pile of poo because he won't do something about his African-American son or whether Donald Trump groped somebody on a plane in 1980. You know, to me, if I'm focusing on why these two people are bad people because of the circumstances affected or occasioned to two individuals, my concern is that I am not worthy of the truth, and that truth is about what is really being done to me, what is being done to you, Captain Fred, and anyone who can hear me. This is all being done to you while everybody in the mainstream media in that democratic process, and probably the Republicans when they're in, shouts, look, there's Elvis. And everybody turns around to see if they can see the white jumpsuit in the mutton chops. And meanwhile, while they're turned around, someone's got both hands in their pocket, stealing their money.
Well, that's traditional. Even Mark Twain made a lot of statements that had he spent 2 years in the Senate, he might have become a decent pickpocket. But that's just it. Is that now that we've opened up this can of worms about being deserving the truth, well, then we need to investigate a lot of these stories that you hear and these conspiracies. And you had mentioned before that there's a lot of conspiracies that need to be brought out, and one of them goes back to Olympics.
Yeah, well, before we get into these are two great conspiracy theories to bring up at your next barbecue or cocktail party to get the conversation going. But here's the point. So far, the mainstream media cabal, the Democrat mainstream, doesn't control social media. Find those facts, put them out on social media. But by the way, here's what you get for your next cocktail party or barbecue. Here are the two thoughts. One, did you know that at the time of his death, that at least I read this on Reddit, that Muammar Gaddafi's net worth was $200 billion? He was like 20, Bill Gates. He was 20 Bill Gates.
Well, now, wait a second. Those weren't American dollars. Those were billion dollars.
No, those were gold.
Oh,
because they wanted to change the currency system to gold-based Africa. But here's the question. Here's the question for your next barbecue or cocktail party. Who got the $200 billion? You know, we know what Hillary Clinton is and who she is and what she does. We know what Lois Lerner does and who she is and what she did, you know, at the IRS. But here's the point. We don't know about who got his $200 billion and how did all that happen. So that's one conspiracy. And I'm not even going to answer that. I'm just saying, just kick that around, you know, over your next, you know, burst fest, you know, or, you know, your next, fajita barbecue. But here's the next one. WikiLeaks got John Podesta's emails, and it emails a whole bunch of people at the DNC, and it's public. Hillary Clinton's
homebrew server had less security, cyber security, than your typical cash register at Walmart. They could hack the computer related to her emails easier than they could figure out what the business, you know, operations were at Walmart. But here's an intriguing question. We haven't seen a single leak on what was contained in those erased emails. And if you don't think that somebody somewhere has got all of those,
that's right.
You are dreaming. So here's the question. Why haven't they surfaced? If she says it's the Russians and the Russians are trying to ruin my campaign, let me tell you, I bet the Russians could pull out two or three of those and should be in federal prison before the week is out. But here's the point. They're not doing it. And the question is, and here's the topic, the next topic after people try to figure out who got Gaddafi's $200 billion, is if the Russians or whoever it is have her emails, how come they haven't gone public? And here's the answer. Because they can blackmail her when she's president. So why would they go with it now?
Right. Exactly.
So there you go. These are two great conspiracy theories. I don't know what the answer is or whether it's true or not, but boy, is that some fun conversation for you.
Well, we're so used to being lied to that we believe the lies now.
No.
We do. We believe the lies. And that's what the problem that we have right now is everybody believes this false paradigm.
Believing a lie implies there is truth and an alternative that is being misrepresented at us. Here's the point. Most people don't take the time to research whether it is what they were told is a truth or a lie. And what you said is, we have to be worthy of the truth. The truth isn't going to be handed to us. People aren't going to come up and tell, they're not going to come up and say, man, you really got bad breath. They're going to say, you know, you're really a great guy. Why don't you invest in my company? They're not going to say, you know, you're one of the dumbest guys I've ever met. You know, but while we're on that topic, why don't you give me a lot of money so, you know, I can go put this in this great business, which, you know, the real truth is, you know, it's just a hustle.
So what we've become is an oligarchy. We have a lot of kings that we think that are representing us that have been bought by maybe the $200 billion.
Yeah, that guy. You don't even know who he is.
By somebody that got that $200 billion. How many senators can you buy for $200 billion?
Oh, no kidding. Not only that, not how many senators you can buy. How many Western democracies and their parliaments and all that can you buy? And you know the funny thing is, you don't have to go up. This isn't like somebody goes into the, I think I said this last week, somebody goes into the city council in Chicago and says, if I give you $1 million, would you vote this way? They don't do it that way. What they do is they contribute to the political campaign of the person in Europe or Germany and they win office.
But you got to remember that Libya was invaded by a Nobel Peace Prize winner.
And it was done at the urging of Hillary Clinton.
It was.
Now, how about that? Isn't that an amazing idea?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, $200 billion worth of... And by the way, it didn't go to his son or his cousins, because if I remember correctly, they ran those people down in the street and shot them. You know, it went somewhere.
Right. And then, we'll see, what was the Benghazi? Where was Benghazi? That was Libya, too.
My God, this is all... And then, if I recall correctly, Sidney Blumenthal was involved in the email. That's where Guccifer hacked, as he was trying to put up business deals and refer who was going to be the controlling clique in Libya for business dealings, and that's what got the hit to Hillary Clinton, and that's what Guccifer hacked. That's what started this whole thing. But I didn't get any of it. I didn't get the $200 billion, but that's your next cocktail party conspiracy chat. That, and why not the, you know, is she going to be blackmailed with the... Well, she may not be blackmailed, but she's going to get impeached.
I'll never tell the truth to people who are not worthy of it. That's the last thing I want to leave out of that. We're going to take another short break. We'll be back for the last...
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Welcome back. This is Captain Fred, RBN. We have callers, but today, because of the challenges that we've had with the computer, it's difficult for me to channel a caller in here. So the caller, I think there was a couple of callers in. I'm really sorry that we've not been able to get to you today, but try again next week. But back to Chris, what we're trying to do is break out of an illusion. And the illusion is that the media has been responsible, but they're not. They're controlled by the state.
You know, the thing is that if you put it in those terms, it just sounds so hard to believe. The state controls the media. But if you put it in these terms, money controls both politics and the media. And the media is about access. And when politicians grant or refuse access, they cut off the lifeblood of mainstream media reporters because they have no information to, quote, spin. So here's what happens. If they don't spin the information they get, they don't get any more information. Money controls politics, and derivatively, it controls the media. And so what happens? If you say it's state-controlled media, it sounds really kind of creepy, and that can't possibly be true in this country. But if you say that it's financially driven politics and information through the news media, that's absolutely accurate, and you'd have to be a child not to understand that that's exactly what's going on. Fred, you said we need to earn the truth. So I'm here to tell anyone who can hear this,
we get what we work for. Sometimes we win the lottery, but not really, not often. We usually get what we deserve, and in a democratic republic, that's the case. So we need to earn the truth. We need to earn the truth. But let me give you a warning, and it's a Hungarian proverb, that he who tells the truth must have one foot in the stirrup.
I think that so there's a lot of people on RVN that would have to agree with that. We're sometimes, we feel a little bit persecuted sometimes because at first a revolutionary is thought to be crazy, and then they're thought to be patriots. But I think that sometimes it's more important for people to understand the illusion so we can start to understand the truth.
I think that's critical. And the reason is just because in this country, we are a capitalist-driven society at a certain level. I'm not telling you that corporate banking and the interests that you see going through the Clinton Foundation are true capitalists. But our model is economic here. And in other places, the political model is not economic. It's brute force. So if you look at Baghdad Bob telling the population that the war was going great until you could hear the American howitzers and cruise missiles in the background, he wasn't telling the truth, but he wasn't doing that because he was getting paid. He was doing that because if he told the truth, someone would shoot him. You know, when the Japanese were saying they were winning the war until there was that bright flash, you know, they were saying that not because it was the truth, but because if they told the truth, what would happen is they'd be executed. But in this country, the thing is that it isn't that bleak and aggressive in the sense that it isn't our political power is not derived by some guy with a gun ultimately. And our paradigm, our system is driven by finances. And the Clintons well understand this. So what they wind up is with $100 million, and they're still, you know, kind of working class for the guy who got the $200 billion.
$200 billion.
You know, Clinton's $100 million is like his bar tab. You know, but I digress. You know what I'm saying is that an arma.
Well, hey, listen, Chris. But you know, I think you're right. Money is the way to a republic's control. So till next week, this is Captain Fred and Captain Chris.
Hey, you have a nice week. Earn the truth.
Earn the truth.
And then communicate the truth to others.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.